The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, there's news this morning that the Department of Education is projected to have an overspend this year of over 600 million euro, and this will need other departments to cover the cost from their allocations, meaning there may now be reduced spending elsewhere to compensate. Let's find out more about this now. I'm joined by the political editor with the Irish Daily Mail, Craig Hughes, and Labour TD and spokesperson on education and youth, Owen Kenny. And Craig, I'll start with you to find out what is going on. 600 million is a hell of a lot of money. Do we know why this has happened?
Well, good morning, Claire. I suppose this is becoming a kind of perennial problem in the Department of Education. We've seen supplementary estimates now for the last 3 years, nearing almost a billion in two of the last 3 years and close to 600 million last year. I suppose what the department will say is that a lot of this is driven by kind of demand-led services, such as, you know, increased need for special education classes and things like that. But there's a real frustration throughout the cabinet that this is now becoming kind of like what we see with the Department of Health, where it's expected almost that there's supplementary estimates required each year. And the real concerns of what the knock-on effects that's going to have on other departments as a result of this.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about this rule now, where the additional spending doesn't come out of the big pot that we all think about. It comes from other departments' allocations.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, at every budget time, they've set a new rule where they're trying to only increase spending by just under 6% per year. So if there's not enough money in the department's allocation, well, that's going to have a knock-on effect on other departments who are going to the Minister of Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, looking for new measures. So it has a knock-on effect right across government and different departments. So it'll make the Department of Education quite unpopular with other ministries.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that. Is that how this works then? I mean, if you're a minister in charge of another department, are you being asked now to find, I don't know, 50, 60, 70 million to try and prop up the Department of Education?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what we're being told, that these new spending rules are going to be strictly adhered to. Though perhaps we might believe that when we see it. We've been told that spending rules will be followed for a number of years previously that haven't been adhered to. So let's see if they actually follow through on that threat. But look, it is becoming a real problem. And I think, you know, Minister Hildegard Nocton has in a sense inherited this, because, you know, the problem was there obviously long before her. But there's talking to ministers, even going back a month or two ago, there was concerns that she'd inherited a bad budget, and that there was going to be even further challenges down the line for her.
So she'd inherited a bad budget, meaning that this was a problem that was there before she started and was likely to be compounded now into 2026. That's coming home to roost. But she's the one who's going to be held accountable for this, I would understand.
Yeah, exactly. So it'll be a real test for her. Because there were concerns about whether the funding was there to, for example, to fulfill the need of special education classes that were needed. That was one concern that was highlighted previously. We were told that money was being found for that. So again, come the end of the year when the final supplementary estimate has to be calculated, it'll be really interesting to see what that total figure is. But again, the projection at the moment is that it'll be around the 600 million mark.
Okay. Well, Owen Kenny, as I said, is with us, Labour TD and spokesperson on education and youth. So Owen, 600 million is the projected figure that the department will be searching for or looking for by the end of the year. And Craig has just explained to us that this is a problem that has been building over the last number of years, inherited by Hildegard Nocton. Owen's line has dropped, so we'll try and get him back on the line. Coming back to Hildegard Nocton, Craig, with you, and she will face pressure over this, whether the problem is of her making or not. She has faced heat, though, politically over the SNA debacle. So this is, you know, the budget issue coming off the back of that doesn't make life easy for her.
No, and I suppose your listeners will remember back in February, there was significant controversy and protests around the country after the decision to reallocate SNAs from different schools. And now the level of uproar that was caused over that led to that review being paused. But it was, I guess, it was a real political misstep and I guess a bit of political naivety on Minister Hildegard Nocton's part. So she's already on, she started on a kind of a bad foot in her tenure in the department. So, you know, the pressure will be on now to make sure she gets her time in office back on track.
Well, before the Department of Education goes to other departments and before the government asks other ministers to find some money, will they be looking at Department of Education spending first and foremost? And what might that mean for building projects and for investment?
Yeah, I think that there'll always be an onus on individual ministers to look within their own departments. I think it will be quite challenging though for that department to get some savings, because as I said to you, there was a sense that they did get a bad budget that really wasn't enough to meet some aspects of their agenda. So I think it'd be very difficult for them to try and cut costs within the department. Mm-hmm. I think there'd be a reluctance to cut capital spending there, because, you know, that is seen as being kind of beneficial long term. So I'd say there would be a reluctance to look at that. So it'll be interesting to see where they try and come up with the money from.
Okay, well, Labour's Owen Kenny is with us. Owen, thanks for bearing with us while we sorted out the line there. Would that be one of your major concerns here, first and foremost, that if you have an overrun in the Department of Education, it is spending in that department that will be examined first, and that could lead to cutbacks in some areas, particularly when it comes to capital spending?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. Obviously, this is a very difficult situation that the department are going to find themselves in now, and not for the first time. But the fear is absolutely that, as Craig has alluded to there, that within the Department of Education, they're going to ultimately roll back on school building projects, staffing levels, the opening of special classes to meet the needs of the children across the country. And if you're a parent or you're a member of staff in a school this morning, you're extremely worried now as to what this will mean for you and what it might mean for the children across the country.
Okay, but if, as Craig says, there will be a reluctance at government level to cut back on that spending, then it'll be other departments that will make up the shortfall. How would you feel about that?
Yeah, like it isn't fair on other departments to pick up the slack due to what, on the face of it this morning, is looking like complete incompetence within the Department of Education in planning or and budgeting. Or perhaps within deeper, not allocating enough money to run our education system. So it isn't fair on other departments. But this isn't the first time, and Craig's alluded to there, $4.4 billion in revised estimates over the last 3 years. The Department of Education is becoming a complete and utter shambles in managing what we should have, a particularly very, very good education system in what is a very, very wealthy country. And it is extremely difficult to see this morning that the amount of overspend within the department and the knock-on consequences that this could possibly have for our education system. Like, it's my understanding that 600 special classes are needed for the next academic year, and it was only budgeted for 400 classes. So perhaps this is where the overspend is coming. But what's also difficult with this, Claire, is on the 26th of February, as a member of the Public Accounts Committee, the department and the Secretary General appeared before the committee and revealed none of this to us. Thankfully, they're back again on the 16th of April, where this can come under scrutiny. But within the Department of Education, they're quietly making the budget decisions every year. And with relation to forward planning, I believe there's absolutely complete incompetence within the Department of Education to actually forward plan and to realise how much money is actually necessary to run our education system.
Yeah, but I mean, we have an expanding population. I mean, this is demand led. There's no malice behind this overspend. It's because we have an education system that it needs to expand at every turn.
Absolutely, I take that absolutely on board. But the Department of Education are well aware of the demographics in this country. They're well aware of the amount of children that need to go into primary school. They're well aware of the amount of children who require a special class and a special school place. They're aware of the amount of teachers. They're aware of the amount of school transport that's necessary. So it doesn't take that much, really, to know how much you need within your budget to run our education system. As I said, they're well aware of the demographics. It should be quite clear and quite explanatory in relation to the amount of money that you need to run that system. And unfortunately, we're seeing year on year what I would believe, absolutely, and I'll say it again, complete incompetence by the department. How can you not know that you will need a particular amount of money to run the education system. So it's either within the Department of Education a lack of forward planning, poor budgeting, or else perhaps it's within DPIR themselves not allocating enough money to the Department of Education to run their system. Now, I fully understand Minister Nocton has taken over a portfolio ultimately that has been in bother now for the last number of years. But we need to get a handle on this, because the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council had identified this as a key problem in Irish public finances for the last number of years. And if we continue in this same vein, ultimately it's children that are going to be hampered because of lack of educational supports. And there's going to be concern among staff in relation to their job security.
Okay. All right. Owen Kenny there from Labour. And it's worth noting that last year the overspend or the additional money that the Department of Education needed was 580 million. The year before that, it was 1.09. billion. So this is not a new problem. But as Owen Kenny reminded us, the department officials will be back before the Public Accounts Committee on the 16th of April. We'll be back after this quick break.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.